Blog Talk Radio.
This is a tearjerker.
Black and brown power, you know how it's going down. Jip, come on. Uh-huh. Ain't nothing but that revolutionary shit pumping in my blood, nigga. Ain't no Kool-Aid in me. Yo, yo.
This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. This shit is OG. Original Garvey, nigga.
What is a gang? A gang is an organization, a formulation of riders with a common foundation, a nation, a tribe, unified by a common creed, dedicated, ready to bleed for what they believe. Hard like the mafia, but smart like Malcolm, only truths in the circle. Squares unwelcome, it's a comrade kinship, family friendship. When it's on, niggas swarming an instant on instinct, coordinating in sync with each other, same color chain link with your brother like in the hull of the slave ship. I let my bandana drip for the blood in my vein. For every crip, we all one and the same. The daily struggle is the common bond we have. The police is the slob and the crab, the mob with a badge. They hate to see a squad of soldiers gang up. How the bishops, disciples, and cobras came up. We turning this game up on you wimp-ass busters on the system. You got to be a pimp slash hustler. And to the new G's that carry on the legacy, show respect to the OG's, cause that's your history. The Sonny Carsons, Bunchy Carlers and Slawsons, revolutionaries but G'd in proportion. From the seed to the coffin, putting in work, paying dues for the cause, staying true to the law.
This shit is OG, this shit is OG, this shit is OG, original Garvey, nigga. This shit is OG, this shit is OG, this shit is OG, original Garvey, nigga.
Black power, black power, and more black power to my people out there. This is your brother, soldier in arms, comrade in the battle and the struggle, Sean Saddam Kweli. I'm happy to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and smells of North America. And this is a privilege, it is a joy, it is an honor to be able to talk to you, my sisters, my brothers, and some others from this bold revolutionary radio broadcast, Black Power Radio. This is our official broadcast for the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and we'll send you greetings on behalf of all of our chapters, our membership, from all of the National Central Committee, regional offices. We send you greetings. Power. We say Hotep. Shalom, shalom, Alafia, free the land, peace to the God, peace to the earth, Assalamu alaikum, or what's up, your brother's in the house, your comrades are in the house, and we're talking on some real serious subject tonight, but it's a joyous subject as we talk about moving from organization into nationhood, from organization into nationhood. And you will hear tonight from our national officials, and you'll hear tonight from our regional officials, and they'll be here giving you the daily report, the war report, on what it's been like on the ground, what they've been doing, what's been happening within the last so 30 days, what we've been pushing on, where are we going, where are we headed? That's what a lot of people want to know. Where's the new Black Panther Party going? Where are we headed? Are we getting weaker? Or are we getting stronger? Are we getting colder? Are we getting bolder? Well, we're going to answer you tonight, but I'm going to tell you straight up. We won't be long, but we will be strong. So we open up the show, of course, giving thanks to our ancestors, our African ancestors, those who paved the way for us, took lives, gave lives, the mothers and fathers of civilization, giving thanks to the God of our forefathers and foremothers and ancestors to many names, giving us the strength and spirit to fight and to continue on in the struggle. We give thanks for all the regiments, the freedom fighters, the liberation strugglers, those who are above ground, those underground, those incarcerated, those who are in parts unknown, who fought before us, and we are happy to pick up the mantle. Continue this fight in 2013, here in December, going into 2014, knowing that it has not gotten easier for us, it's gotten worse for us, that the enemy has not changed. They've only gotten slicker and more quicker, more technological sound, live in technicolor. And as the great Honorable Kwame Nkrumah teaches and taught you, that we are now in the last stages of imperialism called neocolonialism. That's where you have black face, white rule, black face, white domination. All right, so black power, my people. As we move this program forward and get live and direct in your homes tonight, live direct into your cars or wherever you're broadcasting from, over there in Africa, over there in England, over there in Australia, the Caribbean, wherever you're at, hearing us from and taking us down from, take this in good. The new Black Panther Party is alive and well. The new Black Panther Party is stronger than ever. The new Black Panther Party is pushing on. In the name of a beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man, who told you his purpose, his unflinching purpose, was to give the enemies of black people hell from the cradle to the grave. The man on whom shoulder we stand on, the black power general, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. We thank our brother for training up many warriors and many soldiers and laying out a foundation in the program that we operate from and a base of black nationalism, which means black power, a land of our own, which means freedom and independence, which means separation from your oppressors. We're thankful to him for leaving a base that we've operated off of, and that when he made his physical transcendence of this world and left this earthly plane and left that body, that he had cubs in the bush and soldiers in the bush, and he touched the minds and hearts of so many to continue to fight. And one who was stood up to continue to fight was a man who served all the way from that time in 2001 to 2013. Of early last month, he made his final appearance as national chairman, now chairman emeritus. Emeritus means one who has served their term. He served his term and has done an honorable work. And so we're thankful to the attorney at war and the attorney general and that man who still heads up Black Lawyers for Justice and is still a member of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, party advisor, legal advisor, spiritual counselor, and general right here in the stable, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And we're thankful for another student warrior of that great black power general who served as his national assistant, who crisscrossed the roads with the black power general up and down the East Coast, up and down the West Coast, all in the South and even the Midwest and to the North, all on the plains with him, got shot with him in Riverside, California, was there when he made the connection with the early stages of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, was there during the early infancy stages of our beginnings and our first Million Youth March, and here recently with our Million Youth March 15-year, 20-year anniversary. Hell, he's been here. Been here, and he's staying here now. Blessed, starting as an early organizer out of Dallas, Texas, with the Black Think Tanks. We're talking about our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. And so we give you salutations and get right into it as we're talking about nationhood and push forward. And all you nationals on the line, you listen for your name. I'll be calling you out. You regionals on the line, listen for you. I'll be calling you out. Make sure you press number one to let the switchboard know that you're in queue and we can pull you in. But we want to move forward fast. As I talk about organizing the masses of our people, the Black community is sick and tired of rhetoric and sick and tired of jargon. And so we want to live up to our billing. We are Panthers. And to be a Panther, that means that we don't bother anybody unless we're backed into a corner. That means when we're backed into a corner, we come out swinging until we annihilate our enemy. And so the Black community is backed in a corner. And the new Black Panther Party is backed into a corner. And so being backed into a corner, with the enemy having to propose to want to destroy the new Black Panther Party by the end of this year, you no good bastards, I'm here to tell you, are unsuccessful. You are unsuccessful in 2013, going into 2014. The new Black Panther Party is stronger than ever. We're pushing forward now into nationhood, organizing the masses of our people with our chapters, with our officials, with our national offices, our regional offices, those who are deputized. We're organizing as the Vanguard Party here in the Western Hemisphere. We're pushing forward to open up new Black Panther liberation schools throughout America. Pushing forward now with our proposed Pan-African online university, Black Power, pushing forward to where now we have on the table, working with great millionaire minds and billionaire minds, who you hear from tonight with one of them, our brother, Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour, and others. You'll hear from the great millionaire minds and the great billionaire minds who will back this mission and are backing this mission to build a national bank and a national investment fund so that we can secure the basic needs of our people, that being food, clothing, and shelter primarily. So a national bank and investment fund on the way. We're talking about organic markets on the way. We're talking about food cannery services. That's on the way. We're talking about leather, wool. We're talking about communication services. Y'all not hearing what I'm saying. We're talking about and organizing towards moving past just being an organization. Worried about a meeting here and worried about a meeting there and a sparsely filled or a sparsely attended rally here or a sparsely attended this or that here. We're talking about organizing the masses of our people towards self-determination. What about the new Black Panther Party single-dwelling homes? That's on the way. What about apartment buildings? What about our trucking? What about land to build on? What about organizing the construction engineers, the aviation pilots? What about organizing that Ministry of Health for organic eating, healthcare research, dental offices, nursing, and a proposed on the table Emotep Hospital? Black Power. We're talking about a new Black Panther Party blueprint for Black Power in the hills of North America and throughout the world. A Black Power bakery, a Panther restaurant, Panther lamb packers, beef and slaughtering. Talking about Freedom Clothing Stores. We're talking about the basic needs of our organized by the vanguard, and those who will organize within the new Black Panther Party, Unity Dry Cleaning Services. What about computer services and technological services? That's there too. Not to fail to mention that great new Black Panther newspaper, online and in your hands, computer repairs, and so on and so forth. We will roll out to you, Black man and Black woman, a real organized agenda for our people to follow. And we have an organized agenda for our people to follow. If you would just learn the basic tenets of our 10-point program on what we want and what we believe, we're answering and we will answer the cries of our people for separation, independence, Black laws for all Black people, freedom for our political prisoners, freedom for our people, no taxation unjustly, the end to the racist death penalty. That time has come, new Black Panther Party. That time has come that we stand up and fulfill our program. So we'll go further into that and go more into that as we go forward. But we will open up this phone line and hear from these mighty warriors from coast to coast, from pillar to post, that work from can't see morning to can't see night. We'll bring on, right off of the bat, one of our comrades. We'll bring on one of our comrades right up out the south, coming out first and foremost. Just come on in, our brother Supreme Captain, and talk to your family just real brief. I want to move this thing fast. Got a lot of you on, but we'll bring the Supreme Captain on out of Dallas, Texas, Hakeem Muhammad, right on right now. Talk to the people and tell the people what you got going on, what you going to do for this national program, pushing forward, Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, Brother Shadon Kweli, our national chief of staff, is indeed a blessing as well as a privilege to greet you tonight. But Brother Ho, what you got for a second, let me do a roll call in the southern region. San Antonio, are you there? Okay.
Black Power.
Houston, are you there? Okay, we're rolling right along. We got Louisiana, Alabama, going to be short. Mississippi probably coming in later. First of all, peace, greeting, honor, and salutation from the headquarters of the New Black Health Department of Dallas, Texas. After we left the million youth march, I was with attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, the million man march, while I seen him put together a program for college students who wanted to be movers and shakers going into the 21st century. After I turned to Dallas, we did a program that we called a tribute to Malik El Haj Shabazz. That's 1 week after our new national chairman, Professor Hakeem Muhammad, came into effect. Since then, we rolled into another program we called Taking Back Our Community. At this time, the new Black Panther Party has stepped it up, went into the hood, to one of the meanest neighborhoods that we know. We have went into Oak Cliff on one side, where we had shut down some drug houses. We went from Pastor Moore's church, where we rallied and protested for 2 years. So the people, they moved and shifted from one side of town, and we chased them into another part of town on Bonneville. Bonneville is what they call the main host road. So we went into the neighborhood because 3.5 years ago, we had some cracker police who come and kill a boy named Tobias Mackey there. We had had several killings in the last 2.5 years, so we stepped up to the community. Today we was on with Robert Ashley. He's a journalist from Heaven 97. And we talked about how the support of the community were back in the new Black Panther Party. So we formed alliances with the churches. Now, we've only been up under our new leader for less than a month. We've taken back Dallas, Texas. We have shut down the whole school. We've met with the mayor of the city council, the Landlord Tenant Association, let them know that we were there. Matter of fact, I asked the MOD for the phone me. I mean, the war zone posted up by myself, and we just doing what we got to do. We've given
Black
Dallas
Power
a place of being a good place for family structure, educational structure, political structure, financial, economical structure. We just basically building. It's been a month now, so we are kind of slow, but we're sure. We're shooting straight, but we might be shooting a little late. But at the same time, the headquarters of the new Black Panther Party, up under our new national chairman, Professor Hakeem Muhammad, who's from my yard, who come up under Dr. Sims, is not here. So we don't have any problem. We're not even worried about anything. We're just basically making sure that we're not going to let No other region after the southern region, because we're not new to it, but we're true to it. It was the Black Power General Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad who come here. Our national chairman came and got me. Hashim Bazinga come and got me from 48, and we've been rolling. Now we've got with Brother Khalid, San Antonio's chapter strong. We're working with Christopher
Martin.
We're over there in Austin, Texas, and she's coming right along. We're working with Houston, Texas, Brother Tribe, and he's coming right along. So now we have the brothers in Louisiana come and talking to them down in Baton Rouge. They're coming right along. We're going to hit everybody else. Oklahoma, Arkansas will be tuning in real soon. We're letting everybody else know. If you're trying to keep up with the headquarters, you got a hard job. As Supreme Captain of the New Black Panther put out, I serve you well. Brother Charles has done quality. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I tell everybody, Black Power, stay strong, and keep moving and growing. Peace out, folks. Black Power.
Thank you for that report, Black Man. Black Power to you right out of Dallas, Texas, the founding chapter state, the founding state and chapter of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We'll keep it moving. Another report. We're coming right in now, right out of from our national field marshal, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Your report, sir. National report. New Black Panther Party. Go right ahead. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Bibi Fahodie, Assalamu Alaikum, peace to the gods, peace to the earth. Man, all the wonderful greetings and salutations of our great black race. Man, I'm hot right now. I'm on fire, black man, listening to you as usual, you know, getting it in, going hard for the liberation and salvation of the black nation. So I want to make a few announcements. My sentencing date is December the 5th in New York City, 100 Center Street, 9:30 a.m. So I could talk about the case just a little bit more, but I really, really want to open up to the world on Black Power Radio about the entire situation after the fact that the case is over. So my sentencing date is December the 5th, and basically I'm looking at a 5 years probation. So we got a victory, black man. We got a victory. You know,
black
victories
power.
Against the police, you know, hey, they hard to come by, especially in New York City. So we got a victory. But the war hasn't stopped. You know, that's just another little battle, you know. And right now, I've taken over the leadership in Trenton, New Jersey. So I'm now the new leader in Trenton of the Trenton chapter. Always, always looking for strong black men and women who are tired of the conditions, tired of the black-on-black murders. And I really hate to use that analogy, self-hatred. You know, the self-hatred, the anti-African practices amongst one another. So right now I've been just out in the field gathering the intelligence, coming up with programs, you know, and seems that here in this city the clothing program is one of the top programs that our people is in need of. So we jumping right on that, black, you know, and moving forward with our national chairman, Hashim Bazinga, standing by him 1,000,000%. I know his legacy. I respect his legacy, respect his work. So we're just moving forward under his leadership with the guidance and the spiritual balance and the legal balance of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. So we're just moving forward, and I'm honored to be amongst the comrades. And I got to give a shout-out to the New York chapter. You know, been building strong. And I love you brothers and sisters that are listening. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and let's roll. You know, it's time to pick up in the East and take black what rightfully belongs to us. Take charge of our posts and all black nation property in view. So I'm humbly honored to just be a student of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I'm honored to be a student of Malcolm. I'm honored to be a student of Marcus Garvey. I'm honored to be a student of all of the revolutionary freedom fighters, because that is what I am, a student, still learning each and every day. But we're ready to put this program into motion, brother. We're ready to take this to a whole new level. We say we are the new Black Panther Party. You know, we say we are the new Black Panther Party. Okay. Well, new doesn't always mean something that just has been created. It could be a new refinement, a new resurgence. All of our great leaders have went through a process of resurgence and refinement. Some have gone underground, and you haven't seen their faces or heard a word from them in years. And when they come back up, they're stronger and blacker than ever. So that's where we are, consistently making new history, making a new legacy for our children in this day and time. Because I want the comrades that are listening to really pay attention to who we are. We are the divine legacy, man, of some great, powerful, revolutionary warriors. And their legacy, it is our responsibility and duty to continue, because they have given their lives. They have given their wives. They have given up their children. They've given up their family structure to make sure that King Samir Shabazz could be a national field marshal in the new Black Panther Party, to make sure a young warrior like Sean Saddam Kweli, our national chief of staff, could even don the logo of the Panther. So they made room for us, and we have to pay homage to those that have come before us and those who will never see the light of day again, because they've been assassinated. They've been outright murdered. Their families have been outright murdered, incarcerated. Hell, which is a mental murder. So
yes,
I want the comrades to really pay attention, because everything that we do as the new Black Panther Party makes history. Why? Because this is our Quran. This is our circumference equaling to the circumference of the planet Earth, 24,896 miles, approximately 25,000 miles. So this is our 25,000-year time period that we are now walking, making manifest in the name of our great ancestors, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Thank you, Brother National Field Marshal. Great things coming from the National Office of the National Field Marshal. We'll move forward. Next call here, Eric Code 347-939, 347-939. Black Power, state your name, rank, city, talk to us, your report.
Hey, Black Power, I'm Loving. This is Sister Icy.
Black Power.
The new one. Black Power. Black Power, everybody. God bless everyone. I'm just grateful to be on this line. I'm grateful to speak with you, Brother Sean Kweli, and all my comrades, our Minister King Samir, and Sister Nadia, and Queen Amira. Love everybody. Well, here, if anyone's in the Brooklyn, New York area, or Brooklyn or New York City in general, every Tuesday for the youth, we have a program at the library on Howard, by Howard Houses, where you can, you know, you can come in. It's like a dual type of program whereby we got to teach the babies about the culture or, of course, about God. So the doors are always open, and if anyone wants to work alongside me, for you know, to help our youth and gain our youth, you can contact me either on Facebook as See the Preacher, or on an email, painic13@gmail.com, and I would greatly appreciate workers. I mean, there's so much work to get done, food and clothing drives and all different type of things, just spreading the knowledge and wisdom and resources and even the spiritual aspect of it, the spiritual side of it, such as prayer walks. Because, I mean, honestly, we can't do anything without prayer. So.
Black Power. Go ahead, Sister. Go ahead. We appreciate you. And we want everybody to know Sister Icy Payne is deputized and working now within the National Minister of Youth. She's going to work within that youth ministry. So step your game up and get out there and save them youth, and get out there and save them babies, and work with those who would work with you. Thank you so much, Sister. We'll move forward to the next report. Thank you, Black Power.
Thank you, Black Power.
Black Power. Our next brother, I believe, is our Southeast Region Representative with Comrade right now, flying on down into Jacksonville, Florida. Let's hear now from Brother Mikhail Muhammad, Black Power.
Black Power. Giving all
yes, sir. Your report, sir. Jacksonville.
Minister Mikhail Muhammad, Regional Minister for the new Black Panther Party. I want to give everybody a greeting of Black Power, more Black Power. Just listening to the radio show, I'm energized. And back on my post, rebuilding the Jacksonville chapter. December the 7th, we'll have an event in Waycross, Georgia, a recruiting job for the Georgia area of the new Black Panther Party. And so we're coming back up. Of course, everybody know I took a hit, but like a strong soldier, you can never stay down. Again, want to give my prayers to Minister King Samir. May Allah be pleased with his beautiful daughter. We got your back. We're here for you, brother. Want to give a shout-out to our new national chairman, Hashim Nzinga. Looking forward to working with him, taking the new Black Panther Party to another level. I'm recommitted, refocusing my studies. We got new brothers coming on board in Georgia. Minister Bobby Worthy out of Waycross, Brother Dell, all good out of Waycross. And so I'm just back on the front line. I don't want to say a whole lot. I just want to listen to everyone and get refocused. And, you know, I'm just happy to be back on board. Black Power.
Black Power. And thank you for that report, Minister Mikhail Muhammad, Jacksonville, Florida. I want everybody to know that Minister Mikhail Muhammad is deputized to work in the National Ministry of Community Programs, Black Power. He's deputized and looking to work with any of you out there who are looking to put survival programs in your city, food programs, clothing programs, whatever the program is. If you're up for the program, he will instruct you and guide, and we will guide and help him to instruct you to be able to put a successful program together for the people. And soon, after he gets his feet wet and gets implanted, he will be moving throughout the nation, setting up programs, not only in the chapters of the New Black Panther Party, but in the black nation in general. Black Power, Brother Mikhail Muhammad.
Black Power, National Chief.
Black
Brother Sean. Yes, sir. Quality.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go into the West Coast and hear from our Western Regional Representative right there. Let's hear from Brother Ali Ali, Black Power.
Black Power, Brother, for the National Chief of Staff.
Yes, sir. Brother. Your report.
Yes, sir, brother. Here on the West Coast, brother. We're very busy, brother. A lot of recruiting. I just recruited 5 brothers and 1 sister. Programs, brother. Clothing drives, food drives. We're trying to get to these hella days, and I just secured a spot for all our meetings and the brother on 78th and Western. I just secured it on Sunday. So, brother, everything is on the up. Brother, my love to Minister King Samir and prayers with his family, brother, and blessings to brother, our national chairman, Nzinga, to lead us, brother. And Brother Sean, it's good to hear you, brother. You're sounding strong and still got that fire, good brother.
Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. Appreciate it, brother. Stay strong. And we want you to know we got your back. We support you out there on the West Coast. Keep building. Get them applications in to headquarters ASAP. And let us know how we can help you, black man.
Brother, yes, sir, brother. Brother Chairman Mike, brother, he's still hanging on there with me and pushing me in economics, brother, how we got to turn that black dollar over. He turned me on to Claude Anderson about turning that dollar over 5, 10, 8, 10, 12 times that black dollar. So,
that's
brother,
right.
You know, everything is on the up and up out here on the West Coast, brother. And we can't wait till you get here, brother, so we can have a good old time.
All right. All right. Now we do it,
right,
Black
brother.
Appreciate that. Black Power.
Yes, sir, good brother. Black Power.
Black Power. You hear it. You hear it for yourself. New Black Panther Party on fire. Let me go to this number here as we prepare and push forward to soon bringing our national chairman and bringing Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour. Let me see what this is. Your area code 845-706, 845-706. Your report, please. Rank, name, state, Black Power.
Black Power, Ismail Shabazz.
Black
National
Power.
Ambassador. Black
yes,
Power,
sir.
Family.
Go right ahead, sir.
Yes, I'm involved in doing a clothing and food drive this Friday, man. We have a lot of coats given out to the poor. So it's been successful. Just today, I got about eight coats. So this is an ongoing thing. This is good. Also, man, I was 2 weeks ago. I was up in Albany, solidarity with some other organizations about the cuts in the healthcare. I mean, in education. So we're rallying, man, making that strong. I got some young kids that's going to go back in January with me. Also, I just secured an office space to do some of the legal training. I have the attorney and warrior, Malik Shabazz, is had a dealing with the police. So I'm going to be going over that with these young kids, man, teaching them a little bit, trying to recruit. But first I got to educate them and liberate them. So that's in the process of doing. Everything's going smooth, not just strong. You know, I'm advocating in the courts and stuff. I'm doing anger management, man, to help these young kids, man, stop going to jail, man, for beating the girls up. And also doing mediation with the couples to keep them together. You know, so, you know, stop calling the police, man. Call me. You got a problem, call me.
That's Black right. Power. Black Power. That's what I like that. We need it on a T-shirt and a poster. Stop calling the police. Call us. And we want everybody to know that Brother Ishmael Shabazz, former member of the Black Panther Party, really never a former member, straight up Black Panther Party since his teens, and he's with the new Black Panther Party, so you can quit spreading that lie that nobody from the Black Panther Party is with the new Black Panther Party. He is our ambassador between the Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party, new Black Panther Party ambassador, Brother Ishmael Shabazz. Black Power, sir. Good work. Appreciate you.
Black Power.
Black Power. We're rolling. Black We're power. Rolling strong, brothers and sisters. He's all the way up there in New York and moving around. Let's keep it moving and keep it going here as we're getting fired up for our national chairman to come on. Let's see who this is at Eric Code 973-295. 973-295, you're on live. Black Power Radio. State your rank, your name, your serial. What's going
Black
on?
Power.
What are you doing for the cause? Black Power, talk to us.
Black Power, sir. Brother Bilal.
Black Power.
Black Power to all the division. Good to hear y'all. First of all, we're working on the East Region always the missing children under the Amber Alert, but they're not putting black children who are missing on that. Glad to hear Brother Ishmael because he's one of the brothers who's working with me on it. And sister, another sister that's helping me with this. So we are locked in our immediately propaganda to find out why our children is not being put on the Amber Alert when it's a national search procedure. And we want answers. We're also doing the Black Panther Mission Children for Search. We're going to start searching for the missing children. So I would like to leave my number who are listening. So if you have any missing children in your neighborhood, we all
yes, sir.
Are a search team, which I'll be training them how to do that, do search things. I had a chance to roll with one of the baddest field marshals, which is my big brother, King Jameer. He's in New York. With the new combat, discussing ideas and training and stuff like that. We're going to keep the East Region under fire. It's always good to hear you, sir. I was talking to you earlier.
It's always good to hear you, my brother. I want everybody to know that's Brother Bilal Muhammad. He's the East Regional Minister of Defense. And what he's doing, along with that National Ministry of Youth, up there with our ambassador up there, Brother Ishmael Shabazz, they are looking for black missing children. If you've watched the news, you've seen a spike and an increase in missing African or black children coming up abducted, or in the Kendrick Johnson being murdered, killed suspiciously. And so when you have a real Ministry of Defense, that Ministry of Defense comes to the aid of the people. So he's going to be out there looking for the babies and organizing with the communities to find our youth and bring them home. Brother Bilal, give out the contact.
You can reach me at 973-295-2089.
One more time.
973-295-2089.
All right, Black Power, Brother Minister, we appreciate your report. Keep up the good work. Stay strong.
Sir.
Black power. Let's move on down. I'm talking about we on fire in here. Let's go on down to 210-204. 210-204. Come on, state your rank. State your name, your city. What are you doing for the program? Black power. Report.
Black power, black power. This is Kahari Abdullah X, local chairman in San Antonio, Texas. Want to give a black power salute to our national chairman, Hasim Mazinga, and our national chief of staff, Brother Sean Kwali. And
black
our
power.
Supreme captain. Our supreme captain, you know who he is, that's Muhammad. And he's been holding us down, teaching us right, and we've been holding strong. A couple things we got going down here. We're working with the Supreme Captain and try to build the national headquarters and keep it running strong, running back and forth, and building our surrounding areas here in Austin, popping up, and just got something coming for work. Currently, the CFO, local CFO, Brother AK, is organizing African history class, so we're teaching our people here about a little knowledge about self. We got a black community here, about 6.5% of the population here in San Antonio. So it'll be a small group, but we're joining it together and pulling it together, giving them a little bit of knowledge about self. We just came back from taking a couple comrades out to the field teaching basic land nav survival skills and training. We're looking forward to getting out there in a couple of weeks. Also, we got a little group of working with the Boys and Girls Club, teaching some of the young men to tie ties and tie bow ties and using towards their women and towards their mothers and their sisters on how to properly cater to the black women and treat them like they should be treated, like queens, and giving that common respect. So we just moving strong and holding that line. Black power.
That's what I'm talking about. Black power right there out of San Antonio. Brother Kahari doing his thing. Brand new chapter. Congratulations on your chairmanship, my brother. Congratulations on organizing a chapter there. We want everybody to know that you too listening, you can organize a chapter of the New Black Panther Party in your city. Hit us at newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com to get instructions on how to organize a chapter in your city. San Antonio is doing great work in the field. They just came back from doing a community cleanup. They were cleaning up the streets. The people were behind them and supporting them in the effort all
Black
the time.
Power.
Cleaning up the streets, doing the physical work that the city would not do, cleaning up the black community. Black power to you, my brother. Stay strong. Panther salute to you.
Black power.
Black power. Let me go on into that brother that you heard a lot about coming up in 2008. They say he was allegedly there intimidating people. He was there educating people. Let's go on into Philadelphia and hear from our regional there, Brother Haru, formerly Jerry Jackson. Black power. Your report, sir.
Black power, sir, and black power to all my comrades, black love and black unity. You know, and right now, we here in the New Black Panther Party are the strongest thing on my mind and in my heart, you know, because our mission is to define, develop, and defend what's in the best interest of black people. You know, and right now myself, I'm a keep it on an eye thing because I'm in the process of doing some things to make myself more secure. I already know just through the training of the New Black Panther Party and King Kamir Shabazz and Malik Dulu Shabazz and Sean Kwali and Hashim and Zinga, that spirit of our ancestors is in me. Right, but right now, right, that I'm talking about I personally, right? I'm in the process of keeping all my networking going, but I still have to get my financial security together, and that's happening. That's happening strong. As far as the region is concerned, there is the Norfolk chapter in the Mid-Atlantic region. I'm the Mid-Atlantic region representative, proud to be the Mid-Atlantic regional representative. The Norfolk chapter is rolling strong. They have a meeting place that will be opening up on December the 15th. You know, and they're recruiting strong there also. And the Chief of Staff has informed me that, you know, that a lot of programs and whatnot are going to come out of, you know, are coming up and things are beginning to happen. I've been talking to our Minister of Hip Hop, our youth minister in North Carolina, and he's been informing me that the mixed case is coming out, and he's been working with a lot of the young people and doing a lot of things there. I can't give him a full report on all of them, but I'm giving you what I have. Our Washington, D.C., Baltimore chapter, you know, is right now Minister Harkbar, our National Minister of Justice, but he's heading up Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, and he's recruiting now, and well, the Mid-Atlantic region will be there on December the 14th because the date was changed from December the 7th to December the 14th, and we will be there and we'll be supporting him and all that he's doing right now. In Philadelphia, I'm getting the Panther donations are coming in. The other organizations, I'm communicating with them and developing the flyer, you know, the New Black Panther Party and the Black Community Panther Drive, to make that be successful, and that'll be an all-year-round thing. Anything that we can get for our babies, you know, to help them. So we, in Philadelphia, already know that anytime, you know, and it'll probably be the beginning of January, I will set up a meeting because I have the time. You know, I will get the meeting place. I always can and I always do. Under the leadership of King Shamir Shabazz, I'm not a person that's going to make up excuses on why this is not happening and that's not happening. So, damn it, I'll make it happen. You know, I'll get the meeting place. You know, I'll do the things that it's going for the best interest of black people as best that I can, along with the we, because I know that the people will get involved as soon as, you know, the right things come along for them to get involved with. You know, our defense is a major. We're the New Black Panther Party for self-defense. Right? So our survival skills have to be up. Our discipline of our soldiers, we have to have a defense division. Right? I mean, and each and every one of us that need to be trained, you know, so. And I mean, I don't have the report on it, you know, but we'll have a regional minister of defense, right, and we're going to do that. Right, we have to make ourselves worthy, you know. So we in the making. Right, this is something that, you know, I'm not going to say it's too sudden, you know, because there are a lot of things that we were doing. We've always made things happen when everybody else said that it couldn't be done. But we have to have the time and the energy to put in and do it. And I'm getting myself, like I said, by January, you know, it's going to be happening.
Oh, no, sir. It's going to happen. It's happening right now. I want everybody to know this is the former Jerry Jackson, now Brother Haru Kahuti, a well-traveled man, went all into Africa with us as a part of the National Vanguard team, and he is now promoted to the regional minister. He's promoted to the regional minister there in Philadelphia and all that area there. He's a regional man, so he's got responsibility, and he's earned it, and he's doing the work. And as he said, we got to build up some real defense in that area and other areas, and so we'll be training men and women, qualified men and women, to join the ranks of the Ministry of Defense and the Vanguard element within the New Black Panther Party. Stay tuned for more details. Brother Haru, thank you for your report, sir. Got to move
black
forward.
Black power, sir.
Black power, and more black power. Let me go down into Tampa as we push forward. We're burning to hear from our national chairman in just a few moments. Let me push forward into Tampa, Florida, and hear from the great propagandist, that great chairman, that great activist who stays in the streets. Let's hear from Brother Ali Muhammad, Tampa, Florida. Your report, sir. Black power.
Black power, black power, peace, black love to all black brothers and sisters throughout the hell of North America. Bringing greetings from Tampa, Florida, down south, down bottom Florida. Youngest cheerman in the game, new Black Panther Party, what's up? Most definitely black power to our chief of staff, Brother Sean Kwali, our chairman, Hashim Aziga, congrats, brother. Like bring you blessings. From Tampa, Florida, where we out here working hard, we about to build a new force, a new chapter, a new Tri-City region chapter, going into four counties here in South Florida, trying to get in Miami too, but right now we're trying to get the Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad Empowerment House going. We just found a house, we're trying to inquire, trying to get that going for our youth, working on our youth here in Tampa, Florida, that's building the biggest trend in Florida with these gun violence and black-on-black killings. So that's our main goal in here down here in Tampa, try to bring a little decease on the black-on-black crime and killing. Kids going crazy out here with these guns, so we're trying to get out into the community and educate our youth about black love and black life and the value of it. Also, we are working on the mission of the new Black Panther Party to spread black love and happiness to all black people here in Tampa, Florida, and all other counties. We're going out into Lakeland, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, recruit, get some chapters going in those cities, which is really under fire with the white beast. But we're finna get into those cities and get the black power empowered, black people empowered to do great things with the new Black Panther Party and just bring about Black Panther Party all over Florida. Most definitely salute our chairman, region and South chairman, brother up in Jacksonville, Florida, Mikhail Muhammad, my brother. Talked to my brother the other day. Glad my brother back on the force. We finna get some things pumping in Florida, Georgia, get on in Alabama, Mississippi, and all going all up through the states. Black power, black love. Everybody just do what you do, and let's build a party. Let's build it. Hashim Aziga, let's go, comrade. My chairman, I love you, brother.
Black power. We appreciate that, Brother Ali Muhammad, Tampa, Florida. This man has the spirit, and those with him have the spirit. They stay in the streets attacking black-on-black violence, and they know where it comes from. They know it comes from our 400-plus years of oppression. They're working with the youth, working with the streets, working with the gangs. You're a shining example, Brother Ali Muhammad. Keep up the fight. Black power, brother.
Also, black people, if you want to find me, Google me. St. Petersburg, Tampa, MBPP. You can Google Tampa, MBPP. It all will come up. You can Google a new Black Panther Party Tampa. It'll come up. The white man got us real recorded. So we all there on Google or anywhere you trying to find us. Just hit it up. You got a website. Hit the website up. Black power.
Black power, Tampa, Florida, stand up and is standing up. And let's keep it moving. Let's go on down as we push forward for our national chairman. Let's push on into Atlanta. Your area code 404-750. 404-750. State your name, your rank, and give your report. Black power.
Black power, black power. This is the Queen Commander, Nadia Star Shakur, national spokesman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Can I get a black power shout-out to all my kings and queens? Black power, Sean Kwali.
Black power, my comrade. Rock with us. What's your report, Sister Queen?
Yes, sir. Down here in the ATL, we are lighting the streets on fire with our edutainment program. We got youth that's reading that's never read before in their life, that's finishing Cold Soul, and we're getting ready to do a massive question and answer blip club meeting in the middle of the park with Bloods, Crips, G's, elders and the youth coming out to speak their mind about what they feel as though they need in the black community right now. We have a standing campaign to feed the people. We're asking for donations of bottled water, canned goods, coats for these babies. If you have any smaller coats for children, please be looking out for the Atlanta New Black Panther Party website on Facebook for the location where you can drop off your donations. But in the city of Atlanta, the people are hungry and they're ready to be educated. But what we need down here is a united front. All these black organizations, no matter what your acronym, no matter what you call yourself, in Atlanta, we ask for everybody to join together so we can stop this black-on-black violence and start patrolling our community. I don't care if it's cold outside. I don't care if it's raining. New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense Atlanta chapter is setting up military training and how to patrol and troll the police in your community. So if you are in the city of Atlanta and you are not scared of white supremacy, if you are not scared to combat fascism and take the war to the man, then come to the Atlanta New Black Panther Party site and give your name and information if you're ready to sign up for the street patrols. Because we will be patrolling our community, not just in the evening time, but starting directly when the school buses get off, when they drop our children off. New Black Panther Party is on the corner making sure our children get home safe. That's what we're doing down here in ATL. We ask for assistance. So if you black or you proud, to get off your ass, get off the couch, and come sign up for this training so that you can start patrolling your community. Black power every hour, even on a Monday night.
Black power. That is our national spokeswoman, Sister Nadia Asada Shakur. She is the author of her own book, an autobiography, Cold Soul. You got to get that ASAP, and she will be coming to a city near you. Book her in your engagements. Bring her to your town so she can push that program. Sister Nadia, tell them how they can get Cold Soul.
Yes, sir. You can go to my personal website, my e-store, or Create Space. That's www.createspace.com/4234355. That's 4234355. Put that into your webband URL search and it takes you directly to the webpage where you can get the first copy of Cold Soul. And be looking out for an interview on Black Power Radio where you, and once you receive your book, you'll be able to call in and speak to me directly for your questions and I'll give you your answers. If you don't want to go there, you want to check out some more reviews, Cold Soul is on Amazon, people. But you need to get this book because this book is not just an autobiography. This book is a political, social, military, and economic analysis of the destruction of the black family structure in America, KKK, sex trafficking, drug abuse. It goes to the oppressive contract that we've been forced to live up under. And if you do not know the cause, that we will continue to deal with the effects. So Cold Soul is a book that analyzes the cause, not just dealing with the effects, so we can really heal our people and deal with the root of the problem. That's Cold Soul. Put it in your bookshelf. Put it on your book list. Put it in the back of your mind. This is a book that you need to read. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. That's what I'm talking about. We'll keep it moving. We're almost there. To hear our chairman, let's go into the Midwest, right in Louisville, Kentucky, and hear from our National Minister of Information, Sister Amira Sankofa. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Look, let me just cut it clear. The bottom line is, within the Midwest, we have a few things going on, and then we have a few things going on in the future. I guess I want to first come out with what's going on right now. Right now what we're doing is we're passing our food to the homeless. We're feeding our people because of the fact that they're cutting off the food stamps, because of the fact that our people are unable to feed themselves, because of the fact that they don't have damn health care. That's for the fact. The fact is they're trying to sterilize our children, our babies. They're trying to take our children into these clinics or these killing clinics and sterilize them so they can are unable to produce, and they're feeding them food within the healthcare system. And when I say healthcare system, I'm referring to the school system because they're all connected. The jails, the school systems, the healthcare system are all part of a conspiracy to end black life. You better believe it. Stop them immunizing your children. Our children do not need immunization. Please stop that bullshit. It's killing our children. It's killing ourselves. Our children are dying from fevers. Our children are dying for so many different diseases. And then you're feeding them McDonald's. Stop feeding them McDevils. So basically we're running a political campaign against all of that. Then we're talking about the military. We have tables set up that every time a so-called, you know how they post up to high schools, what we do is we start and build our tables and we give them information of not joining their army. We ask them to join our damn army because our army is more effective. They're going to get more out of, and they don't have to kill black lives and innocent lives the way that the military does all the time. And they don't tell you everything that they need to know. They're fighting five different damn wars all across the country and not even telling you why. So we're educating the people on why. Why not to join the goddamn military? Because basically it's like minimum wage. The only thing you're getting is free health care. Okay, let's break down the free health care. The doctors, half of the doctors not even really trained properly, and then they're just going into the service to get their student loans paid off. So they're not telling you all of that. And then to make it matters worse, to think about the healthcare system, as I mentioned before. Okay, let me break this down. First of all, my degree is in healthcare. I'm working on my bachelor's right now. I already have my associates. I'm working on my bachelor's and my master's in the healthcare field. So you can't tell me. And I worked at a hospital, so I know how they run things. So let me tell you something. You're taking your babies to these emergency rooms, they're just getting them in and get them out. That's the whole purpose of it. So we're starting a campaign and educating the people about the healthcare system. We're breaking it down to a fine T. So that book is coming out very soon upon the healthcare system and the destruction of it and how we have to eliminate it, and we need to go back to the herbs, what our grandfathers and fathers and mothers were using, and grandmothers. So that's very pinnacle that we get into that. And also we're discussing upon trying to take care of our families. So we're doing classes for the sisters. We're teaching them how to feed themselves. For example, not only we're passing out food, but we're giving them ways to educate how to feed their children, what's in the food that we're passing out to them. So you can't just feed the people and not explain to them why it's important that we give ourselves beans and how to cook beans, because a lot of times we don't know how to properly feed ourselves. Then we talk about the system of organic eating. And then also we have programs where we're trying to – now, this is something we're working on right now, where we're teaching people how to own fruits and vegetables within their homes. I'm going to be the first case study on how to do that. So be patient with me on that, but that's in the works.
Black power, black power. That's what I'm talking about. I told you all. National Ministry of Health. Sister Minister of Information, can you please – give out your email. Give out your email so people can get that information on that organic food, how to stay away from the immunizations for the youth, where we can educate our babies. Give out your email real quick.
My email is nationalministerofinformation@gmail.com. It's real simple. Black power.
Black power. That's what I'm talking about. And we have arrived at that hour, brothers and sisters. We are at that hour and at the moment that you have been waiting for. He is here. We are now prepared to hear from that brother who has crisscrossed this country with the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, crisscrossed this country with the Attorney General and the Attorney at War, Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, a brother who started out of Dallas, Texas with think tanks with all of the greats and has moved all across the world and become a mighty great man himself, all the way up to our national chairman. He is our national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, new Black Panther Party. Bring him on with the black power wherever you are. This is our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. Black power.
Wow, black power, black power, black power. Death to racism, death to anybody who want to see the fall of the African that God chose to lead this world, man. We're talking about the God of God, the creator of all heavens and earth, created the black man. As we heard last week, Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour made it plain, the wisest and the man with the wisdom in the book we read called Solomon said, I am black. We are so damn afraid to be black in this nation called America. We done fit in with the Atlanta housewives in this mess, in this garbage, and we need to put it all in the garbage disposal and click that button and send it to the damn drain and send it to the ocean, and we need to start back. And we need to thank God for Lottie, Miss Lottie out of Houston, Texas, who brought us the Honorable Dr. Khaled Muhammad as her baby, who put manhood in me and put manhood in Malik Zulu Shabazz and made us soldiers next to him and stand up and take on the world. And between them three men, God built an army. And listen to that army tonight. God is satisfied, and the devil is angry, because 20-some years later, they still Foxman and Bushes and Reagans and Nixons and Clintons and the white man in general have to hear this word, New Black Panther Party. Sean Quali, I want to thank you for being a brother, a Conrad, a spiritual man. And I want to thank every voice came across this radio. And I want everybody to know who came on this radio, who listening with their hand on the button to come on, I feel your pain. This is very simple, brother, you know. We met with Aaron Michaels in the early 90s. And he introduced me to a brother named Michael McGee out of Milwaukee, who started the Black Panther Militia. He was talking about putting tires around Milwaukee and setting them on fire and shedding Milwaukee down. And he started a fire in some people. And then came college. 7.5 years of the greatest leader, teacher I ever seen on the face of this earth. And then came the General Malik Zulu Shabazz, 12 years dedicated to the rise of our people. So many names are not said. So, Brother Sean Quali, it's an honor, but a great task to even consider the word chairman of the New Black Panther Party. That word is not to be taken lightly. When I first even got the thought of it, Attorney Shabazz tried to get me on 3 different conference calls. I wouldn't even come on the calls, brother. Because I was in meditation and prayer, because that ain't nothing, that ain't no peewee football game. Being the national assistant and the national chief of staff to Dr. Khaled Muhammad 7.5 years. Being the national chief of staff for the warrior, fiery, hard-driving attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz for 12 years. 12 and 7 is 19. Almost 20 years helping powerful men hold their ground, watching powerful women weave through such a mess in Black America for Black women, watching young Black men who we know are targeted weave through with Black Panther patches over their heart and that tiger over their heart, and Marcus Garvey red, black, and green flag over their right arm, and become a target of this country, and to still be standing, indicted, in jail. Just heard our national field marshal talk about what he's going through. Brother McHale out in Florida bouncing back on what he's going through. Our national spokesman, Sister Nadia, worked through what she was going through. And here I am working through what I'm going through. But one thing about the New Black Panther Party, man, this is serious business. So my report is this tonight. I had to call Chukwe Lumumba, one of our veterans, who's the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi, and ask him how did he make it through. I had to do 30 minutes with Dr. and our historian, Leonard Jeffries, and asked him about Khaled, asked him about John Henry Clark, asked him about Malcolm, asked him about the great ones. We had to talk to Dr. James Smalls for a while. We had to go and find Mikasa Rick and ask him some things. We had to go look at some footage on Brother H. Ralph Brown, Brother Stokely Carmichael, Brother Malcolm X. We had to go listen to some Marcus Garvey. We had to get us some I to be Wells, man, and we had to get us some Sergio on the Truth, man. We had to get us some Maxine Waters, man. We had to get us some Angela Davis. We had to look at some Huey Newton, some Bobby Seale, some Eldridge Cleaver. We had to go back, man, and we had to be quiet. People saying, you the new chairman, you what's going on? Where's your appearance? Where you going to be? This ain't no goddamn celebrity Johnny Carson Tonight Show and Here's Hasheen. This is serious, man. I was with my maker, my creator, my family, my elders, asking them for wisdom, asking them for knowledge, sending them the permission to speak. I had to get with Mike Roberts, man. Why did I have to get with one of the five black billionaires in America? Because when I looked at Khalid Muhammad's history, when I looked at Malik Zulu Shabazz's history as chairman of this party, when I looked at my little brother Aaron Michaels' history, all of them had some stuff in common, brother. People do not support revolution. The NAACP can get money from American Airlines, Delta, Coke, Home Depot. SCLC, Dr. King's organization, can get money from church folk and from Atlanta Life and all kind of charities. But 95% of the poor brothers and sisters in the New Black Panther Party got more heart than anybody. But we cannot survive when we can't feed our babies. I bought Dr. John Henry Clark to Dallas, Texas, Brother Sean. And he whispered in my ear when one of the brothers was fired up and going strong. He said, we can talk all that noise, but we don't even make the safety pin that hold our baby diaper up. Brother, we can't be about sensationalism. We can't be celebrities. We can't be who gets the most YouTube hits, who gets the most Facebook hits. That day is over, brother, because if you can't go outside and teach a young man how to do math, simple math problems, like Sister Nadia was talking about, if you can't go out your front door and feed a hungry sister, if you can't pull a homeless person out of the cold and put some heat in their body, if you can't stop a young kid from dropping out of school, if you can't pay your mama light bill and let her sleep in the cold, if you can't feed your damn babies, if you can't feed your wife and your wife can't iron your clothes and feed you, then what is all of this for? So I had to go to some people, man, because the New Black Panther Party would not have a legacy of being outdoors naked and begging, man. We got an opportunity, unlike Harriet Tubman, unlike Denmark Vesey, unlike Nat Turner, unlike Patrice Lumumba, unlike Nkrumah, unlike Queen Nzinga. We are breathing today and living, and we have all of their history to base what we do after. And Africans, queens and kings, have no legacy and no history of being broke, poor, and outdoors. So I got with Big Brother Mike Roberts. So he plans to help me buy a $2 million building downtown Atlanta. The brother owned commercial property all over the world so we can have us a headquarters where we can teach, have our own school, and somewhere we can call home. He said we have to open a bank for black people. I remember speaking to my elder who founded Proline Hair Care, who was on the board at Bank of America and said Bank of America is the most racist bank in the world and black people pour their money into Bank of America. And Como Cottrell said he pulled $88 million out of Bank of America and started Cottrell Finance. So I had to talk to my big brother, Como Cottrell. And between him, Mike Roberts, and Dr. Khalid Mansour, who owns seven banks in Africa, we started to come up with a plan to open a Black Panther Bank, a revolutionary bank, come 2014, so we can have our black people to put that $1 billion in a black bank. But we got to get the right board of directors and the right financial people to run it. But the New Black Panther Party, under Dr. Khalid, under Malik Zulu Shabazz, has built a cadre called the Black Power Movement, and with our national Black Power Movement, we have friends in high places who understands banking, who own banks. So that ain't no problem. He said if Russell Simmons can do the Rush card, we can do a Black Panther card and make millions. Because you got millions. You got 300 million people in America, 50 million of them are black, and 10 million of them will listen to us. If we get 10 million of them to get a Rush card, that's $10 million that the new Black Panther Party can have in our own bank. So we're talking black economics. Because Garvey said the red was for the blood, the green was for the land, and the black was for the people. To get some of this land, you got to have some economic development. So we had to sit still, man. And we had to get with our elders and get some stuff in place. We had to get with Attorney Malik Zuda Chabazz and the Black Lawyers for Justice, and we had to do some copywriting. We had to do some trademarks. We had to do some patents. We had to start to protect ourselves legal, because what's about to roll out in 2014 got to be protected from our enemies, black and white. So when we roll out with the new 2014 Black Panther plan and everything people been talking about on this phone tonight, and when we go to our 2014 summit in Washington, D.C. in February, we're not coming out there with no damn hocus pocus. We're not coming out of there with no Amos and Andy. We're coming out of there with a solid plan to move our people forward, because none of these ministers, national, regional, or local, are ready to play with their life any longer bullshitting through this thing, man. We're going to be about our business. Like when we went to Master P, I just love to say that name right now, and we did the first Million Youth March in 1988. He said he was about his business, man. I said, how you about your business, P? He said, I'm finna go into this bank, and most of the money in this bank belong to me, and I'm going to write Dr. Khalid Muhammad a $172,000 check, brother. Well, that's about it. So in 2015, we're going to be talking about the new Black Panther Party writing checks, man, for the causes of our people and be respected as black entrepreneurs, man. Marcus Garvey in the 20s built millions of dollars. This ain't nothing new. We can't sit around here and expect our people to run around broke, poor, and begging and trying to help poor people. You can't help people when you're poor. So we got to have a financial base. So I think I'll be able to announce at our February summit that we got that under control. Then we got to change the people's spirit. So I got with Dr. Khalid Mansour, who will be on shortly, who owns and wrote the song Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud. And we put a group together, and we're still putting them together, and we reached out to Brother Kenny Gamble, and we finna redo the song to give our people in 2014 a new spirit, a new song to groove by. Because you know what we're listening to on this radio. So we finna, as Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones and Lionel Richie did We Are the World, we finna take Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, and we're going to get us some Erykah Badu, some Ice Cube, some Public Enemy. We're going to get us some Scarface, and we're going to put us about 20 people. We're going to get us some of the brothers and sisters like Nadi and others and our hip-hop people in the Black Panther Party, and we're going to redo us a revolutionary song and restart this red, black, and green flag and a revolutionary movement that ain't about no hype, man. Then we thought about some other things. And we looked at some other things, and we're going to have to build some schools. And then we say we met with the top black website designer this week. The cheapest website he'll build is $10,000. But he told me he'll do a $30,000 website for me that's interactive with our people, where our people can bring their kids and get tutoring online when they come to the new Black Panther website. They can come to the new Black Panther website and go and get help if they're homeless, help if they need a drug and alcohol clinic, because our tax money pay for this. It's in every city. We just need to go back to Hashim and Zinga old days, the think tank days, and identify the places in Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, California, Atlanta, Tampa, and the rest of the country, and we need to have it on our website where our people can reach out and touch anything they need. We don't have to go create 90% of the stuff we're trying to create is already there. Our people just need to be able to get in touch with it, man. This ain't no miracle. This is common sense. So as we sit quiet, we call Sister Vanessa Williams, who's the executive director over the National Conference of Black Mayors, over 666 mayors in America. You heard her on our show, Sean. And over 10,000 mayors worldwide. And we asked her to bring these mayors to our foot and tell us what's available for our people, black mayor, so we can put it on our website and our people can reach out and touch it without us acting like we're going to create something that we can't create, that we already paying for, man. Then we're going to go in these courtrooms and challenge these judges on these crooked sentences and challenge these DAs who pleading our people to hell, man. And we're going to tell them to bag up off these pleas, and we're going to get with Attorney Malik Doolin-Shabazz and this all-new Black Lawyers for Justice, and we're going to crush these courtrooms and stop taking our damn babies. So, Brother Sean, I can go for another 4.5 hours. The New Black Panther Party got me fired up because I'm tired, man. I'm tired of nigger mess. Dr. Khalid Muhammad said it in his last damn speech with a busted-up mic next to a refrigerator. Enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. It's time for the revolution. And our brother Gil Scott said, it ain't going to be televised, so stop clicking on the damn Internet trying to look for the revolution. It's in you. Ain't going to be no hocus pocus. And you can't get a couple of niggas in a corner in a room and light a candle and work yourself out of this one. It's going to take some motherfucking dedication, man. This is a lifetime commitment, man. This ain't nothing you're going to be able to psych yourself out of or sensationalize yourself out of or bullshit your way out of. This is what you call work. And I'm so fucking pissed off, man, at people acting like Malik Doolin-Shabazz was some kind of dictator. And can't nobody come on this show tonight and tell me one damn thing they wanted to do in their city, in their region, and in this nation, and in this world that you call the chairman. And he said you couldn't do. But I can say on this show tonight that the damn chairman called you, and you hid from him because you didn't want to do no goddamn work, and you glad he moved on to another level, for you can act like you did some work with your punk asses and act like you were somebody with your hiding asses, but it's recorded on God's law. So we finna do the work, Brother Sean. Now we're going to reach out and grab Dr. Khalid Mansour, who's the senior advisor for the richest man in the world, the Saudi prince, who's overbuilding the tallest building in the world in Dubai, who has 7 banks in Africa, who has 1,500 people he's moved from America to Africa working in Africa as we speak, and who's been to work with me to build a national treasure for the New Black Panther Party so we can stop funding and go ahead and get it on, man. Black power?
Black power.
Let me call my brother who's been waiting on me all night, and we'll come back and black to this Khalid Muhammad thing and this Attorney Malik Doolin-Shabazz thing, because it ain't over and ain't no damn fat woman going to sing.
Yes, sir. Black power. Brothers and sisters, we are enjoying this historic broadcast. This is powerful. Make sure you tell your neighbors, tell your friend the number to call, 646-478-4447. And just a tidbit, if you are not in ranks, if you're listening for your first time, second time, third time, go to New Black Panther headquarters at gmail.com and send in your request to be a part of this mission. We're about to bring on Dr. Khalid Al-Mansour, who is a businessman extraordinaire. Businessman extraordinary, internationally known, and he is supporting us and supports us and backs us, and so we're bringing him on right as we speak. Brother Chairman, you back? Okay, he's still calling. And so again, and then we'll have a second to take questions for you brothers and sisters to have questions for the great Dr. Khalid Al-Mansour, or questions for our national chairman, or questions on what we've put out here for you tonight. Again, at 646-478-4447. Man, it's going loud. It got me so fired up over here. You should be fired up where you are. You're listening to a live broadcast. You should be fired up. that black people are organizing and taking back our streets, taking back our lives, putting our talents to use, and going to work. That's what time it is. Time to go to work, black man and black woman. Rebuild these wasted cities and rebuild these wasted lives. Our people hooked on drugs, alcohol, mentally disturbed, psychologically disturbed, in that last stage of development, killing each other. Got to do something for ourselves. Time to build a nation, black man and black woman. That's what I'm talking about. I'm just holding. I don't even want to go too far into it. Just ready for my brother, Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour. But y'all can feel my spirit. The New Black Panther Party, share that spirit. And take that spirit from my chairman. Take that spirit. Brother Chairman, you with us? Okay. Yeah, take that spirit. Take that spirit to every nook and cranny in the hails and smells of North America. Every nook and cranny of the continent of Africa. Everywhere. If you're there in Brazil, some of you in Brazil said you wanted to help in the New Black Panther Party. The Brazilian black man and woman want to stand up. Take it to the nook and cranny. Put the revolutionary spirit in the black man and black woman, because we are warriors by nature. We're warriors and kings and scholars and queens and rulers by nature. You got to move past the slave mentality and the Negro mess and build you something real. Build something real. This is the thing going, black man and black woman. The coldest thing going is you organizing for yourself and organizing with the vanguards here in
Black
North
Power.
America. Black power, Brother Chairman. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Dr. Mansour is on the international call. He's going to call me in 5 minutes. So let's say this, brother. I was reminiscing on the Deacons for Defense, and I was reminiscing. That led me to look at Jonathan and George Jackson. Man, here we are with a hell of a history of young people, man. We got George Jackson in jail for stealing $70, writing and maturing and becoming a force and a spirit that people were listening to in a time when we needed somebody to write. He got like Sister Nadia, and he went to writing, man. And people got to reading his book from prison. So they rigged. His brother shouldn't even been in jail over $70. So they rigged up a fake charge like they did me in DeKalb County that got threw out. And as we know the history, the brother ended up was in jail 11 years, 7 years, in 23-hour lockdown like our brother Jamil Amin is being done right now out there in Denver. And his young brother, 16 years old, organized a group and go to the jail in Soledad and get the judge, the DA, and them white folks and say, I come to get my brother. But do anybody ever ask the question, brother, when Jonathan Jackson went to save his brother, why was his brother wasn't in the courtroom? Why wasn't brother George Jackson not in the courtroom when young 16-year-old Jonathan Jackson, manning up and cut, being a Conrad, went to get his brother? His brother was in jail at that time 11 years, brother. His brother was 16, so that means he left his young brother when he was about 5 or 6. He missed his brother, man. He knew his brother had only stole $70. You don't lose a brother for 11 years over $70. But do any revolutionary ask, how can you get to the courtroom, person they prosecuting, and the person you're going to get, the DA's there, the judge there? But they don't bring a judge in a courtroom until the defendant is there, the prosecutor is there, and the court is in session, the jury is there. Then they bring in the drama, or whatever they want to call the black, the white man in a black robe. Have you ever been in a courtroom and they brought everybody else out after the judge got there, Brother Sean?
No, sir.
They bring the judge after everybody's in the courtroom. The reason the brother wasn't brought in the courtroom, because the FBI and COINTELPRO knew little Jonathan's plan, and they kept his brother out of the courtroom, and they let his brother take who they wanted, and then they assassinated everybody so they could set the tone to attack black America. Then come in the Angela Davis story. And then why do anybody not talk about there was three Soledad brothers, and why Angela Davis was on trial, the two Soledad brothers were set free, was proven innocent. But they had already assassinated the brother who they thought was going to be the biggest threat. They had shot him in the head, some fake attempted escape. Then they let the other two brothers go. Brother, these FBI and these people who work for them are deadly, brother. So we got to do what Dr. Leonard Jeffrey told me to do. We got to analyze, and we got to do critical thinking. We also got to do chronological thinking. What is chronological thinking? Chronological thinking is we got to get our goddamn history books out and our calendars out, and we got to watch the history before us. So what? So we won't repeat it. There's a hidden hand at work, and it's no accident that I said there's 300 million people in America, and we got African professors, African lawyers, African bankers, Africans in real estate, African educators, African mayors, African president, African senators, African congressmen, African preachers, African analysts, ambulance drivers, African schools, and we still treat it like fucking slaves. There's a chemistry to this madness. And until we understand our diet, like we know to take the pig out of our diet, we got to take some of these damn infiltrators out of our diet. Or we will always be fat, bloated, and sick looking. When are we going to wake the hell up? We can read. I'm with people that can read Chinese, French, Spanish, Japanese, Swahili. We got people black people all over America that speak four or five languages. We got people that teach trig in the highest levels of math. We got builders. We got scientists. We got young people that we just did the Million Youth March with that are geniuses. But why do the Jews grow and lead? Why do the Anglo-Saxons, of all their races, France, Portuguese, Dutch, British, grow and lead? Why is the little brown brothers from India over here growing and leading? Why, like Sister Warrior Woman, when we go to the Indian reservations, they got billion-dollar casinos growing and leading? Where is the black man? Why is he growing and leading? Because he's got an enemy in his house that he needs to put out. And, brother, I'm telling you, I would not participate in the assassination of the unborn black child. I will not participate in the miscarriage of the unborn black child. I will not participate. Carter G. Woodson handled this in 1926, in the miseducation of the black child. I will not participate. Chancellor Wilson wrote this 50 years ago, of the destruction of the African civilization. And people want to stay on an elementary level and play them chalk and Crayola games, need to get the hell out of our way and stay in first grade somewhere, man. We are the scientists, the mathematicians, and the creators of civilization. All we need to do is get on board and stop bullshitting each other and stop being disunified over nonsense and egos and be about our father's business. Because the biggest problem we got, Brother Sean, in the black nation, if we get to getting egos and get to becoming celebrities, and we think this is our people. We think we lead my people. You don't got no damn people to lead. This is God's children and God alone. And he will burn your ass crispy if you keep playing with his people, man. Our ancestors are crying, man. tears bigger than the raindrops over our foolishness. They done waved in the water. They done been whipped, beat, lynched, chased from pillar to pole, working from can't see in the morning to can't see at night, mistreated, miseducated, treated like cows and pigs or worse, still managed to educate their children, still managed to stay unified. They would take the black woman and send her to Tennessee and send her husband to Georgia, take the black baby, send them down to Alabama. Somehow the family still made it through. Oh, hell no, not 2014. Anybody on the Destroy the Nigger plan, that plan has expired because the Africans were not accepted on no levels, brother. I was talking to Brother Roland Martin from CNN. He was talking about how everywhere you go around the country, we so damn disunified. We're going to begin with Mike Roberts talking to Kathy Hughes at TV1 trying to get us a show of consciousness. It's time to do the right thing. And anybody who don't want to dig in, anybody who don't want to go and understand they got to overcome their ego, anybody who don't have a passion and the love for the black unborn child and the baby that they act like they want to help, they got to get out of the way, man. Anybody who want to be a snitch or a hypocrite, like some of the people around Garvey, like some of the people around Elijah, like some of the people that was around Harriet Tubman, like some of the people that was around Adam Clayton Powell, like some of the people was around Malik Zulu Shabazz and Dr. Khaled. This is a new day. You got to work to play. You can't talk your way out of this one. And I promise you, when we reorganize, and when we have the real new Black Panther Summit in February, and we ain't rushing for no goddamn body, we're going to walk down here and do it right. We've been running for 20-some years, still acting like damn fools. We're going to walk down here like grown men and women and kings and queens and people who are ready to lead and come up with a strategy, man. And we're not going to be afraid to put what fell on the table and what works on the table. And you ain't going to be able to work your way through this with no damn manual. The Pentagon got a manual. It's to keep people from confused. Don't take no damn manual to cook no damn rice and beans and feed somebody. Dr. Collin made the manual 38 pages. Then all of a sudden it went to 200. Niggas still want to put 200 more pages in it. Want to have a 400 damn page manual that you never read and never go by. Just go do some goddamn work. Silly asses, man. Sit with the man who orchestrated the Black Panther manual in my house, my living room. Talk to me like I don't know what I'm talking. Excuse me talking about. And I went through 8 summits, 2 summits in 4 summits in Atlanta, 1 in Philadelphia, 1 in New York, 1 in D.C., 1 in Dallas, 20-year anniversary in Dallas. And we still doing the same clown bathroom shit, trying to figure out what page the manual on. Use it to damn manipulate. The Pentagon got a damn 1,000-page manual for they can bomb some goddamn cities and bomb some damn countries, and American people won't know because they say on page 2012, we got the right to do this. Make a goddamn book with 4 pages that say, go your ass to work. Let me see, can I get Dr. Mansour now, man? He told me 10 minutes. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. No, Black Power, we fired up over here. You're listening to National Chairman Hashim and Zynga, brothers and sisters. And again, that email, our national email is newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com. We're waiting for Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour, who, when we hit him, was on an international call. So we had to hit him back. Well, he's an international man. This man is a man who works with the Saudi prince, all kind of businesses, an attorney, and he's supporting us, and others support us, like I told you, that national bank is coming, that national funding is coming. All that I told you is on its way, but it first starts with us securing our new Black Panther chapters. organize your chapters where you are. Let's put some new chapters out there. If you don't have one in your city, again, go to that email. We'll give out the national, worldwide number during the end of this show. But let's move. Let's go. The time to get up is now. Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, up you mighty nation. You can accomplish what you will. You can accomplish what you will. Yes, sir. You black, sir?
Keep rolling, soldier.
Okay. And so the dollar's falling. Everything in the economy is falling. And so the signs are on the wall, the handwriting on the wall. We got to do for ourselves. The time for separation is right now. But if you're black in America, you should be thinking about separating and doing something for yourself. The time for separation comes when there's irreconcilable differences. And for the past 450 years, 6,000 years in total on the planet, we have been unable to get along with our oppressor in peace. We're being murdered in the streets. Sister Renisha McBride shot, got caught in a wreck, went to get some help, and her face blown off by a white man who she knocked on the door to get some help from. Got KKK calling all across the country, talking about they want to grow, they want to get bigger, they want to kill them a nigger, they say on the voicemail. I can let you hear it. The time to organize is now, but we're not worried about what the oppressor talking about. We're worried about what our people are talking about. If we would just unite, and if we come together, not if we, but since we are coming together, whatever's in our mind to accomplish, we can do. You ready, sir?
We got the honorable and the most, one of the most respectful geniuses, one of the most respectful, brilliant minds who wrote 44 books and most of the books in 30 days or less. Brother who got part to do with 7 banks abroad and been to darn near every nation and know darn near every head of state. And I'm so honored, and I don't think our listening audience really know what we're dealing with. So I let him deal with them himself, Dr. and the Honorable Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour.
Brothers, it is an honor for me. Let me just give you my whole name. It's Khaled Abdallah Tariq Al-Mansour, but you can call it Khaled or Abdallah or Tariq or Al-Mansour. It's still straight. But the meaning, because the name that I was given at birth, I never understood what that meant. But Khaled Al-Mansour, Khaled Abdallah Tariq Al-Mansour, Khaled means eternal. And Abdallah means the slave of God. Tariq means the straight, narrow path of discipline. And Al-Mansour means the victorious. So when you put them all together, it simply means if I am eternally the slave of God and I follow the narrow, right path, I will always be victorious. I rest my case.
Yes, sir.
So now, who's on and what's the agenda?
We got brothers, we got the national spokesman of the New Black Panther Party hosting the show. We had some of our national regional officials come on, and we're just ready to continue from last week about how you wrote this great song with the original party with Bobby Seals and Huey Newton. I'm black and I'm proud, and then you got Jane Brown to go and get the conk out of his hair and put that black fro up and change this nation.
That's right.
And I'm through talking. I know you can talk to yourself.
Well, they got James is putting together a tour, man. He said he wants it to be the most dramatic tour that has ever been done in the world. And he's doing it in Africa. I told him, man, give me the calendar and mark the dates. You want to be ready.
Dr. Mansour.
Yes, sir.
When you first went to Africa, and I had you on Derek Bozeman's show in Atlanta, Georgia, about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And Derek was challenging you on some African questions. And you told him to go to a website, and he would see where you sent, I forgot how many families to Africa, and they still there to this day working and ain't came back to the United States.
That's right. That's right.
I read your books, and one of the great things I respect about you is you could almost, after traveling back and forth for over 50 years, touch every head of state in Africa.
Well, the head of states, you know, they have gotten disappointed with the African American because they say, look, we're starting from the bush. We don't have much money. We got to employ self-help. So could you send some black Americans over to kind of teach us agriculture so we could really be independent? And from 1962 until today, I probably was responsible for 3 or 4 African Americans who went to Africa. Most say, we don't want to talk about that. We ain't lost nothing in Africa. The drive is not, there's more West Indians. There are more Brazilians in Africa than there are African Americans in Africa. And once they see the challenge, determination kicks in, and they ready to move. And I don't know when the African American is going to rediscover the potential. Africa's larger than India, China, Western Europe, and the United States combined. Put them all together, they fit inside of Africa. And we're going to fight over whether or not we can get one block in West Oakland. What is it we want? What's the vision? What's the purpose? How are we going to lift up the race in America and throughout the world? So your friends on the telephone, I'm waiting on them to give me some lectures and instructions so I know what to do.
Doc, in dealing with most African Americans don't even have a bank account, dealing with economics, how did a little guy from Pittsburgh, by way of Howard University, ease through Berkeley, go international, and to the point where either you're on the boards or got directly something to do with 7 major banks abroad, you got law offices all over the country and all over the world, and you a senior advisor of finance to the Saudi Arabian prince, which people really can't comprehend how deep that is when you're not a Muslim from the Middle East who's telling the prince what to do with his finances, with the racism among Muslims.
Right. Well, the reality is Mecca is regarded as a holy site, because the Prophet Muhammad was there and the image was captured. But I want to tell you, if no one tells you, they say, look, we're going out to Mecca. And you see the statues, cars, the brothers can't pass for nothing. And in the Quran, one of the first things the Prophet said was that I'm black. And the African Americans saying, well, he didn't really mean it. They were just trying to flatter us. But our day has come. Check Brazil, the Caribbean. Africa is larger than India, China, Western Europe, and the United States fit inside of Africa. We know what they look like, but our leaders still are trying to project that whether you're an angel or not, if you want to be intelligent, beautiful, ambitious, you have to become white by any means necessary. And our leaders have gone for it.
I got to ask you 2 questions, Doc. It took the new Black Panther Party 20 years but under the chairmanship of Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz on last year, our national spokesman who hosts this show and others, I was on restrictions with this fake charge. I just beat in Georgia. I couldn't go. But we went to South Africa and into we took our first international trip, and we're planning it again with Black Lawyers for Justice and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz to go this year.
Good.
But this year we're gonna be working with you and Dr. Jeffries and others for we can expand it and do something serious while we're over there. But let me ask you this, Doc. In us now making moves and growing up and understanding that it's time for us to move globally and get into Africa.
Great.
What will be, you wrote a book, Doc, that I still have, and you signed it, Betrayal by Any Other Name.
Yeah, that's it.
How are we going to stop, Doc, the black leaders and black people from sabotaging our move?
You have to develop your own leadership because they're not going to give up. All they know is they would rather be white or follow the white strategy. If they can't do that, they would prefer being dead. They don't have any respect. They say blacks have never really done anything. And therefore, we're not going to depend on them. And we want to have rivalry. If we go to Africa, we're going to go and take all the land over. If the white people could take it over, we're taking it over. And these are just fantasies. Africa is moving. Larger than India, China, Western Europe, and the United States combined.
You can't say that enough, man. That is a massive place.
Got gold, diamonds, forestry. That's a monster, brother. And now you see Chinese are coming. They're saying, look, we don't want to steal anything, but just reserve a little land for us because we don't know what might happen. People, there's an increasing number of people from Caribbean who are going to Africa. But the fuse is short. We don't have a lot of time. We got to get the agriculture. We got to get industry. And we're working in Kaiser, so why can't we do it in Ghana?
I was telling you that Mike Roberts introduced me to the new Ghanaian president, his ambassador in Washington, D.C. We have talked several times, and they're going to work with us to bring a whole group to Ghana for a serious mission. And when I get with you within the next month or so, I want to really talk to you about that off the radio.
Yeah, definitely. It's time. We don't have time now to linger, and the Africans are ready. That's all they ask every time. They're saying, look, where are the other blacks? Why just a couple come? British come, French come, Italians come, Chinese come. Where are the blacks? So I was telling them, they said, they're surprised, I can't tell you right now. They're going to surprise you, but they'll come now. Don't write them off.
We're over here trying to get some food stamps. Doc, I'm serious. How do you come out of Pittsburgh with a father, with, I think you said, a fourth or fifth grade education, and you are in the middle right now of the team that's building the tallest building in the world?
My father believed in education and knowledge. He's operating an elevator in the post office, but it took him from where we lived out there in the woods and the sticks to downtown Pittsburgh, where the post office was, where he worked. He would get there an hour or 2 hours early and go to the library. He read books. Man had a photographic memory, but he didn't do any bragging. This man read a book and then came out in boondocks in Pittsburgh, and he designed and built a house. If I show you a picture of that, you're going to say your first reaction is, oh, they're lying. He didn't know one man built that house. He designed it. He built it. They dumped sand and gravel out there. He had to get a wheelbarrow. It was almost a mile away. Back and forth, back and forth. But he refused to give up. My mother was a domestic maid. When they got married, she was 15 and he was 30. Just refused to give up. So we really don't have an excuse to the kind of leadership that you can provide. This is the time. If we blow this, man, it's over.
Well, Doc, I always hog you. I'm going to let Brother Sean bring in some callers. Brother Sean, and if we go off to 10 o'clock, we can take them from the Internet and take questions.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll follow your direction.
Brother Sean, we'll turn it over to you and the callers.
Okay, Black Power, to everybody in the radio listening audience, let's get ready to ask Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour a few questions. We'll go right to it. Area code 504-432-504-432. You're on live with Dr. Khaled Al-Mansour and us. Go ahead with your question.
Brother Sean, Black Power. This is for Brother Khaled.
Black Power.
Okay, so that was the purpose with the Ghanaians. I was looking at the hidden colors. Is that true that the African chiefs wanted to give the Black Americans some land or something? Because they apologized for the chiefs selling us out into slavery. Is that true?
It's true, but there's more than one. There are several countries that offered Black land, but Black in some of the countries they said, you know, we bet you have the land, but we don't want you to have any alcohol. And they said, we're leaving. If we can't have any alcohol and drugs, we're leaving. So we have to look realistically at what we really want. What are our values? We want to go to Africa to contribute what? What do we want the Africans to do by way of imitating our conduct, the way we treat our children, the way we treat our parents, the way we treat education? What do we respect the Africans are expecting from us? And are we ready to be the racial breakthrough and sing a new song? No flunk outs, no drop outs, honor grade will make you feel good like Black people should. That's what the Africans waiting for. They're not looking for us to come to Africa and bring $1 billion. They're looking for us to come to Africa with a respect for education, science, math, building, treating our children, our wives, our husbands. That's what the Africans are looking for. They're saying, when can we expect you? We got the land. Africa's larger than India, China, Western Europe, and the United States all together. You put those four countries together, they can fit inside of Africa. So the Africans are saying, our population is relatively small, but we don't want you to come here to create crime or alcoholism, or traffic drugs. We want you to come and restore the culture, the values, and the determination of Timbuktu. Timbuktu was unbelievable. Why is it that we can imitate whites, we can imitate Hispanics, we can imitate anyone, but we don't want to be imitating the Africans? The Africans, 22% of every African studying in America is an A student. They got their earliest education in Africa. 22% A students, 22% B students, 36% C students, and only 9% DREF. Who's going to do it? It's the people listening to this broadcast, the brothers, the sisters, who are reading about their heritage, who are saying, our time has come.